Alright, so we're doing round two here. We are going from Screaming Tuna in Milwaukee in the third ward. Is this fifth ward? Third ward?
Third ward.
Third ward. Jossum's got me on that one. And we're going to Lakefront Brewery up sort of on the north end of downtown. 2 mile trip. So, last time all I had to do was go in a drive, and then it just immediately let me engage. Well, took a second, but then it did let me engage without having to do. So there's the option. We're just in the Screaming Tuna parking lot right now, and all I had to do was double tap down, and it starts going. We'll see if this is a little smoother than last time. All right. And we're in kind of a tricky spot here. I would have yielded there just to make sure, but maybe it saw that it was clear.
Now turn left onto North Water Street.
Ooh, this is tricky. I can't even really see out there. This is going to be really tough. That's not great stopping there, but getting honked at, and it turned off. Sorry. All right, so that was a little rough. First disengagement, and it happened in the middle of the road. We're back in it now.
One thing we should add, our largest music festival is going on right now, and this is where
right here, Summerfest, yeah.
Yeah. Park, so there's a ton of pedestrians.
Yeah, the Third Ward in general, it's like a difficult place to drive. I mean, it's not, it's close to Chicago-ish, but not as busy. The roads are a little confusing. I would have had trouble with that spot. I would have just been more aggressive, like, once you creep out and see if there's an opportunity. You kind of just have to commit to it, and hopefully the other cars yield to you, but we were pretty much obstructed there by the cars on the parked on the side of the road. So that was a tricky one. Tried to let it go as long as we could, including getting honked at. I didn't feel like we were in any danger, though, because we were out of the way, and I didn't think it was going to, like, accelerate into that Prius. I had enough faith that it wouldn't do that. I guess we'll see how close we were on the overhead GoPro. Alright, changing into faster lane here. Not sure I would love to do that, but autopilot wants to, so we'll do it. So then we're just going to be driving north on Water Street here, which is one of the main roads in Milwaukee. And there's going to be a lot of narrow, kind of two lanes, but narrow lanes here. Which in some cases you kind of have to just zipper through. Seems to be driving about where I would be driving. Turn the air off. Yeah, how many cars we got on there? 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and a bus. Some cones and some people.
The visuals are really impressive. How much information it shows.
And it's crisp and smooth, too. It's looking really good.
Okay.
Alright. There we go. Clear to go. We are going a little bit over on the center line, which I like because these cars are... Alright, let's get a little more to the right. We're really close to that car.
Here we're
getting diverted. Okay. So we should have been going to the right there, or to the left, and we're just going right real fast. cannons, okay. If there was a car behind us there, I would have had to have intervened. Turn left onto North Milwaukee. So it's rerouting us. It didn't expect that construction to be there. It kind of, that merge snuck up on us and we didn't have an opportunity to merge. Okay, we're going here. So it seems to be rerouting us.
Now turn left onto North Milwaukee Street.
Alright, we got a kind of a weird turn here because there's a trolley lane. Okay. Pretty good. That was really good. Again, fast.
That was interesting. So we have a streetcar here in Milwaukee, and it had to turn down the streetcar lane. Had no problem with it. We're hunting for the streetcar, everybody. We don't know where it is.
Curious to see how it would show up, but no streetcar sightings yet. Going straight still, and we're going back. Okay. Not sure why we did that. I mean, that reroute probably didn't cost us much time anyway. And it was pretty decisive with the reroute. I was kind of just like, all right, well, we're going the other way. Figure it out.
It did seem... I'd be curious to play it back, but when the reroute happened, it kind of like...
We paused like it hesitated there for a little bit. Yeah, that's true. It was decisive at first, but then it was kind of like maybe like recalculating or something. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what it was doing on screen. Obviously, couldn't see that in the moment. Flashing red light here, stop sign equivalent. It had that car in blue, I'm not sure. It should have gone. Use accelerator or gear stock to continue. It seems to want me to confirm. Okay, now we're kind of messing that up. Okay. Didn't use a new pedal, but that was obviously... It was giving me a message to continue, which I hadn't seen yet, so that might have been on me. We got another one here, so I guess we'll see if we get the same message. So we don't have any other cars. We do have someone behind us, though, so... I guess it's requiring confirmation for these, which I didn't realize
in 500 previously. Feet, turn right onto North Water Street.
Got some scooters up there. Shoot, I wanted to see the scooter visualization. I know they've got it.
Right onto North Water Street.
They've got a scooter visual?
Yeah. I saw it before I had this downloaded. Alright, it's a little confused here. Got a fire truck coming? Fire truck crossing the intersection now. Just kind of a van. Didn't expect anything different, but... Okay, this looks good. A little sharp.
In 500 feet, turn left onto East Pleasant Street.
Alright, so it's getting over two lanes pretty quickly. That was good.
Now turn left onto East Pleasant Street.
So we got another green light here, but not a green arrow, so we'll have to yield. We got a lead car. Quite a few of oncoming cars. Is it trying to pass this guy? Pass on the inside. All right, so we got a pedestrian and we got an oncoming car here. And it's pretty hesitant. Two more oncoming cars. Three more. All right, I'm doing nothing. Looks like we're good. All right, pretty good. Pretty good.
In 500 feet. It was interesting it didn't follow the lead car, but, you know, stayed in a good position.
Yeah, it wasn't out too far. Right on to North Commerce Street. So we got a right on red here. Kind of a little weird uphill one. Sure, it's going to take the right on red. There is a car behind us. Okay, so use accelerator to confirm, which I did. Well, now it's got the green. So I didn't realize there was still that confirmation element in the beta. Okay, so we got this car sticking out a bit. We got a pedestrian. All right, good job. Good job. It's pretty narrow roads here with cars on the side. Does fine. Getting a little bit less nervous about that now. I don't know if that's good or bad. Alright, and then we're coming up to Lakefront Brewery here. We got another pedestrian here getting out. Okay.
Now turn right.
It was considering if it wanted to go around or yield. It's a little bit confused, as am I.
Looks like it's trying to take us into the parking lot.
Yeah, it's trying to go into the parking lot, which is where we want to go. It's waiting for these people to figure out what they're doing. We've got a lot of people around here. All right, stop, stop, stop. Okay. People think they're in the way when we're just trying to not hit them. All right. It's a little bit confused, but it's okay. Yeah. Making our way into the parking lot. And I don't really know where.
And we're going right into the
garage. We're going brewery. Right into the garage. All right. Perfect. Not perfect. We had the disengagement, but aside from that, that was it, right?
Disengagement. It handled the reroute. It went down
and
the street.
And then we had the interventions where we had to give confirmation on the flashing reds. That was it.
Yeah, we should try and get it to a stop sign or something like that.
Yeah. Let's try to go down Brady now. Okay. So we'll just keep it rolling here. So let's see.
Rob's trying to get out of buying me a beer for bringing me out on a Saturday. Right here, man.
I'll buy you a beer. We gotta get on Brady first, though. Maybe Walgreens?
Yeah. Because that's another parking lot, too.
Yeah.
That's a really tricky area.
And there's probably a lot of people out because it's Milwaukee and it's Saturday and it's nice out. All right. So.
Now turn right.
So we're like facing into the weird garage thing here. I don't have any confidence that it'll be able to get us out of here. But we'll see. Navigate on autopilot. Features may be restored on next drive. I got canceled. Okay. I'm just going to put the brake on here. And then we're going to park. Go back into drive. And let's see if it even gives me the option here. I don't know. I mean, would it reverse out of here?
Seems.
Yeah, so before. Well.
It's not even bringing up the
steering wheel. Give me tack for a second. Yeah. Okay, no steering wheel. Which makes sense. I don't know what it would do here. Does the beta even ever go in reverse? I don't think I've ever seen it go in reverse. I don't know.
I haven't either.
So, that could be why. I think this loops around here, which I suppose it could have done that.
Now right,
so now it's available, so engage, and it's taking off and disengaging, okay? Parking lots are a little tricky. Well, I kind of want to go back around. It's not giving me the option anymore here. All right, so we're back in the same spot, restarting. We just had to cool down a little bit. I wonder if it thinks this is just like a road here. It's It's giving us the option again. I don't really want to do it by these poles, but since we got people here, it's probably going to be pretty cautious. We're engaged. We got people. We got cars. Not risking it with people around.
Yeah, it just wants to go straight.
Yeah, it just wants to go straight there. So that's fine. I mean, it's a parking lot. We'll get out on the road here. Part of the learning experience about it, what it can do, what it can't do right now.
The parking lots are tricky. It seems like it's pretty unanimous.
I don't think they've, I think they're not probably spending a ton of time on that right now. Obviously, it's all sort of related, but this is tough to see. All right, so we're engaged, disengaged. I don't know if that was me or what happened there.
Seeing it pick up the brake lights on cars.
Oh, is it doing that now? Yeah. I didn't even notice that yet. Yeah, it was right there. Awesome. I think that's new with 10.
Left to stay on North Commerce Street.
We'll have to watch if there's any blinkers. Okay, so what's it doing here?
In 500 feet.
Okay, just signaling that we were staying left. I guess that's fine. We got some weird thing here.
Now turn right onto North Humboldt Boulevard.
Bit of construction and a fence coming out of the road. Alright, good. We got a right, which you can't see anything, but now it's good. Alright, and then this should take us to Brady, one of the other main roads downtown Milwaukee, where we should encounter some pedestrians, maybe some yield signs. Is it picking up the dogs at all?
I didn't catch the dogs.
I don't know if it does or not. Feature request.
And we want each individual breed.
All right, we're just going around her. Nice to see that. That was good.
Okay. In 500 feet, turn left onto East Brady Street.
Is it pretty surreal, like, having the wheel turn so, like, make hard
so
turns?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not even thinking about that too much, just making sure that, like, it's doing okay.
For sure.
But it hasn't, I haven't had an issue, like, keeping my hands on the wheel and keeping it, like, I haven't, except for that one maybe just over there a second ago. I'm not sure if that was me or the system disengaging it, but it's been, like, I've been able to keep my hands on the wheel without having to worry about not enough pressure, too much pressure. Like, I don't think I've seen the blue flashing. I'm sure it's probably happened, but I haven't seen it. So it's been minimal if it has. So it's, yeah,
what
it seems to be doing.
What's the blue flashing?
Like, if your hands are not on the wheel.
Oh, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think we've had any of that yet.
I have to say, like, I know people are complaining about the size of the, like, GPS and stuff like that, but it's really nice having that much screen dedicated to the visual.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the map being, I think it could naturally be a little bit zoomed out here, but, all right, this is, why is it going so narrow here? Yeah, would have taken that wider personally, but got through it. All right, so we're on Brady Street now. Doesn't look too busy, but we got some pedestrian yield signs here. I'm not sure how it's going to really think about that. We do have a car behind us. We're getting honked at. So I had to intervene there. I didn't disengage, but I did.
500 feet, turn left onto North Warren Avenue.
Did you have to hit the gas?
I did have to hit the accelerator, yeah.
Right.
It doesn't seem to be yielding on these ones, though, like it did there.
Now turn left onto North Warren Avenue.
So we've got another yield here, and then we're going into the parking lot. It seems to be going just ahead of time here. We're probably going to get honked at again. All right. Let's let's go.
Pedestrians.
We got pedestrians, okay. This person behind me hates us.
We got a Jimmy John's delivery driver behind us.
Oh, really?
He's trying to get freaky fast.
Well, these pedestrians were very unclear on what's happening here. So I'm going to just give it a little bit, just to get out of this way, out of the way here, which we did. We got some sirens. There's a lot going on here. These people are just not getting out of the road. And Jimmy John's is coming to attack us. There's the Jimmy John's. All right, I just gotta go through here. There's the firefighters.
Now your destination is on.
All right, well, I mean, it got us most of the way there.
Yeah.
Another Tesla. There's a Tesla charger here? What? I didn't know that. I mean, an EV charger, but... Cool.
Hey,
we're home. All right, so
that was tough. I feel like
an adventure. Yeah.
I mean, those people were like, "Oh, we're gonna walk. We're not gonna walk."
Literally hanging out on the side and crossing back and forth. All right, I'm gonna turn that on again.
So, I mean, I feel like it was a little bit tight on that left-hand turn at the intersection. Cut it.
A little bit tight. Yep. It did a good job navigating around that pedestrian before we were on Brady. Did a good job at that construction when we were turning onto Commerce, I think, or off of Commerce. And then, yeah, just the pedestrian. We had to accelerate through that pedestrian yield, and then we got hung up there with pedestrians. So a lot going on there. We should do another one down Brady here, but we're going to pause and turn on the air.